And now the Eagles have made the pick at number 130. We were just talking about defense, that defensive line. How can they turn up the heat? It's going to get hot in here with Josh Sweat, defensive edge rusher from Florida State, being added to the mix. So Derek Barnett added last season with the first pick there for the Eagles at number 14 overall. Here in the fourth round, the Eagles go defense once again, 130th overall selection. Josh Sweat with a player who was mentioned as a possible late first-round selection. So very, very interesting as we take a look here at the draft room after the selection there. So the Eagles very busy there. And I just love that piece of jewelry that's sitting there.
Is that little thing around the corner there?
I think, yeah, the little Tiffany silver just standing out there in the corner right in front of Doug Peterson. So very nice seeing the reaction from the draft room as they see the pick being announced there. So Josh Sweat now added to the mix here. Your thoughts, as I was just mentioning there, some mock drafts had him as a sleeper. On our reporter mock draft extravaganza podcast, yes. Journey to the Draft, if you listen to it, the Tennessee Titans selected him at number 25. So in the real draft, they end up taking Harold Landry later on. But nonetheless there, Josh Sweat was mentioned as a possible first-round talent.
I'm going to tell you something right now. Every pre- or post-draft, all the grades that get handed out, the Eagles are going to get an A for this selection from everybody in the media because Josh Sweat was seen as one of the pass rushers in this draft that had the highest upside. He's a former five-star recruit from Virginia, went to Florida State, and a lot of people were excited about what he was going to be able to do. I'm going to be honest, watching him on film, he kind of reminded me in ways of Vinnie Curry just because of his body type. He's got an excellent first step, and he's a very explosive athlete. When you saw him work out at the combine, you saw his movement at his size. He's a big kid, and he's got the ability to fly upfield. Wasn't always used in that way at Florida State. They did ask him to do a little bit of two-gapping. They did ask him to kind of read the offensive line instead of read the ball. So it'll be interesting to see how he's, you know, when he's got the leash kind of pulled off him a little bit, and he's allowed to just rush upfield. This kid's going to be really exciting. He's a high motor player who can defend the run and get after the quarterback. Like I said, a lot of analysts are going to say this pick is an A+.